Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable. My name is Shaquan Eddingham, and today we are talking about art on the prairie, and we have a couple of board members joining us. We have Bethany Wicks and then also Lindsay Pasuti. And well, Bethany, we'll start with you. Can you talk about it? What year is going to be for Art on the Prairie and maybe some of the venues, merchandise, and some of those details?
Absolutely. So we are very excited that this is the 15th annual year for Art on the Prairie. Hard to believe that it started back in 2010 in just three buildings. And since then, we have expanded to a total of 9 buildings, which is what we're at this year. Another crazy thing is over those 15 years, we have had a total of 289 visual artists come through. So it's just a great event, and Perry really comes alive, which is very exciting. As far as this year, the event takes place on November 8th and 9th, Saturday and Sunday. And we are in 9 venues, as mentioned. The newest venue for this year is the Myrtle Building, which is downtown. It used to be Spellman Law Firm. So we are able to utilize that. It's a currently vacant space. Hopefully next year, it'll be occupied with new businesses in town. What it looks like this year is we have a total of 51 artists, 36 musicians, 14 poets. In addition to that, we are also having Art on the Prairie merchandise booth that will be located in the Myrtle Building. And we have some 15-year commemorative items, like a lino cut print. This is a limited edition print. There's only 15, playing off of our 15th year. And those were actually created by Jill Sneed. She is Iowan artist from Stanhope. So we're really excited that she was able to create these lino cut prints for us. Also on the merchandise table, we're going to be having some candles, some 15-year t-shirts, some ceramic trays, magnets, key rings, and greeting cards. So in addition to coming and seeing what the artists have that they've created at their booths, we also have that Art on the Prairie merchandise booth itself.
Awesome. Well, there you go. Yeah, thanks for talking a little bit about that. And then, Lindsay, do you want to talk about some of the featured artists and things in that category?
Definitely. So every year we have a featured artist in the Cellar of La Poste, and it's an opportunity to showcase artists that maybe aren't displaying their work and selling their work, but maybe have more gallery quality. I mean, everything is gallery quality, but larger pieces that maybe are meant to be seen on a gallery wall. And so we've had a number of featured artists over the years. And so we're excited to bring in Pam, Dennis, and Rick Weiss this year from Ogden. And they do a lot of mixed media pieces. So I'm really excited to see what that looks like in the Cellar of La Poste, because everyone fills the space differently, and it's an opportunity to kind of see something different. So they will be our featured artists in the Cellar of La Poste, in addition to, as Bethany said, of the visual artist booths in all of those other buildings.
Awesome. Again, 15 years this has been going on. And Bethany, talk about just maybe your favorite part from the festival every year.
I've really enjoyed the aspect of the festival where just downtown comes alive and just bustles with people who aren't even from town, and they get to see us at our best. And the ability of us having the venues be historical buildings is another really cool aspect. And then the fact that we're also utilizing vacant venues that are downtown as well. And the hopes is that that gets people into the space, and they can see what it could be, and then down the road, it should hopefully be occupied.
Awesome. And then for Lindsay, what about for you? I know, obviously, you've been around Perry for a little time, so what's your favorite aspect about Art on the Prairie?
Really just the same that Bethany said, just how everything comes to life. It's a really unique event. I have been to a lot of art shows over the years, and a lot of times they're down the middle of a street or in a big convention hall, and that's something that we really celebrate, the unique historical buildings in our downtown. We have these beautiful spaces, the Hotel Patti, La Poste, Carnegie Library Museum, and it's an opportunity for people to come in and see them. And then also those spaces that maybe are underutilized sometimes, or they're in transition. And so it's a chance to use those spaces, fill those spaces with live music and artists, and have something special come together.
And, you know, talk about, I know there's a special mural dedication going on this year, if you want to touch on that.
Yeah, that's right. So it seems like this is a great weekend to have special events. So for a number of years, we've had new murals, new sculptures, and this is a great weekend to have that dedication. So the VFW actually coordinated a new mural over at Caboose Park this year, and there will be a dedication Sunday, November 9th at 1 p.m., and all community members veterans, anyone that would like to attend are welcome to. So if you haven't seen it already, it is depicting the Iwo Jima flag raising. So an iconic image photo, and the mural shows that as well. And in that dedication, there's a plan for a real life flag to go along with this mural. And that will be raised for the first time during the dedication.
Awesome. Yeah. So that's going to be cool. Bethany, anything else from your side of things that you want to tackle here?
Yeah, we have a really cool multi-station hands-on activity for this year. So guests who attend can make their own version of the limited edition print. How that would come about is different venues will have a stamp, and you go from one venue to the next and you take your piece of paper, cardstock with you, and you stamp over top of it to make the final limited edition your own version. And at the end, you'll be able to color. If you choose to add some color to your black and white print, you absolutely can. So those venues are going to be Commonwealth, La Poste, Security Bank Building, the Carnegie Library, and the Myrtle Building. So if you do make it out for Out on the Prairie, which I encourage everyone to do, make sure you get your stamping paper and hit those five, as well as all of the other buildings up, to make your hands-on activity. Just a great, memorable item for you to have.
Absolutely, yeah. No, that sounds great. And then for you, Lindsay, anything with the Poetry at the Prairie?
Yeah, so we mentioned this before. Poetry on the Prairie is kind of a mini festival within a festival. This year, it will be at the community room of the library. And so we partner with the Iowa Poetry Association, Poetry Palooza, and Beaverdale Books. And they put together a fantastic schedule of poetry readings and workshops and open mic, a poetry slam. So there's a full schedule of different activities going on at the library this year. So we're thankful for them coming out and being a part of our festival and adding another layer to it all.
Again, we're speaking here with Bethany Wicks and Lindsay Facitti, both Art on the Prairie board members. Well, Lindsay, anything else you want to add before we wrap up here on Art on the Prairie?
Really just quickly thanking everyone that's a part of behind the scenes. So we have a great team that coordinates, but we wouldn't be able to have such a successful event without the many volunteers that help keep doors open, help welcome guests, things like that throughout the weekend. And then, of course, our generous sponsors that help support the event. So we have Raccoon Valley Bank, Mid-American Energy, Perry Hospitality, and many, many others that have contributed to the event.
Awesome. Well, there you go. Well, thank you both for taking the time to join me, and looking forward to another successful Art on the Prairie.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Awesome. Again, Dallas County Let's Talk program always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.